We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. We have done this so many times here at the God School. I don't know if it's ever been done the same way anytime, but the subject is always the same. When we do this, Jesus said, do it in remembrance of me. This morning, I want to go to a writing from this past week out of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. Sometimes in his writings, I'll just say this to you, I don't agree with everything that he writes, but when he's right, thank God he is right. And he exegetes a verse out of the 9th chapter of Hebrews, that is the 22nd verse. It says, without the shedding of blood is no remission. And Spurgeon writes, this is the voice of unalterable truth. In none of the Jewish ceremonies were sins, even typically, removed without blood shedding. In no case, by no means can sin be pardoned without atonement. It is clear then that there is no hope for me out of Christ, for there is no other blood shedding which is worth a thought as an atonement for sin. Am I then believing in him? I would change that word and translate it this way. Am I then faithing in him? Is the blood of his atonement truly applied to my soul? All men are on level as to their need of him. If we be never so moral, generous, amiable, or patriotic, the rule will not be altered to make an exception for us. Sin will yield to nothing less potent than the blood of him whom God has set forth as a propitiation. As that which, my words, as that which settles a debt. What a blessing that there is one way of pardon. Why should we seek another? Persons of merely formal religions cannot understand how we can rejoice that all our sins are forgiven us for Christ's sake. Their works and prayers and ceremonies give them very poor comfort, and well, may they be uneasy, for they are neglecting the one great salvation and endeavoring to get remission without blood. My soul, sit down and behold the justice of God as bound to punish sin. See that punishment all executed upon your Lord Jesus, and fall down in humble joy and kiss the dear feet of him whose blood has made an atonement for thee. It is in vain, when conscience is aroused, to fly to feelings and evidences for comfort. This is a habit which we learned in Egypt out of our legal bondage. The only restorative for a guilty conscience is a sight of Jesus suffering on the cross. The blood is the life thereof, says the Levitical law. And let us rest assured that it is the life of faith and joy, and every other holy grace. He gives us a little poem. Oh, how sweet to view the flowing of my Savior's precious blood. With divine assurance, we could translate that just as easily, with faith, knowing he has made my peace with God. That's why the cup, for through it we look to Christ, who has made peace with God. And through divine assurance, through faith, we lift this cup, discerning what God in Jesus Christ has done for us, that is, paid the debt, that is, in Christ forgiven us our sins. Through that understanding, we do lift this cup with joy, thanking God. Yea, thanking God for his grace toward us. But there's two symbols at this table. Divine assurance, faith, that our sins are forgiven. But it also tells us in Isaiah that as all our iniquities were laid on him, so also were all our sicknesses and infirmities and diseases. And by that same faith in the Word of God. We also look to Jesus with joy and thanksgiving for not only taking our sins upon himself, but also our sicknesses, and do proclaim the everlasting Word of God by faith, that with his stripes we were healed. That also in Christ Jesus. Will you say with me, amen? That is no doubt, as you take the bread by faith in the promise of God we have in